to the man who sold the world. Elementary schools are still a dream, perhaps the most beautiful achievement of humankind. Before mandatory education, people didn't think poor kids could learn. People didn't want poor kids to learn. But we did it. We did it. It worked. It will always work. We learn to write. We learn to read. We learn numbers. And multiplication. Here is when teachers make the mistake of memorization, where they look down on the ability to create a multiplication table, a delayed addition lookup table. Here, a new kind of memorization begins. The kind that destroy our climate, our health, our very humanity, our own belief in ourselves. The moment the teacher says, memorize, they are now working on getting paid. This is where school breaks down for us, where it all falls apart. In the worst way. Now a lookup table is a shameful cheat sheet. It becomes a D plus or a 2+, and it stains. And it shows up on college papers, all the worthless papers. And this would be fine, except it stains our minds as well. Because deep down, we believe even in the worst teachers. And that belief in that memorization grade charade digs into us. And books start feeling optional and math useless. Children grow up without faith in education and knowledge. They don't believe in the power of wisdom and noble teachers and guardians. They are still geniuses, powerfully smart. But the betterment of humanity is not their aim anymore. The aim is to prove that they can do whatever it is. And we lose a child, a student, and gain something else. The teachers sold the world for a small paycheck. I'm sorry. The simplest explanation is going to be the correct explanation. But we can fix this together. First of all, grades were nonsense. All the things you couldn't memorize well enough were not a judgment of your intelligence. It was a judgment of how well you perform circus tricks, how deep your faith in teachers, how well you can help them to get paid. You were a genius. We all are. There is no anomaly that grants us magical brains. It is a function of not memorizing and looking at how the formulas are invented. You master math by studying its history, not by memorizing formulas. Imagine what would happen to Newton if he only memorized formulas. Imagine reading a foreign storybook that way, just memorizing pronunciation of word after word without learning the language first. The language of mathematics is not numbers. It is love of universe, of complexity. It is search for answers, gaining insight into the working of the universe by subtle analogy to the simplified mechanics behind mathematics. It is a lovely but primitive language that can be brought to life with computers, programming, game development, interactive design. Past a certain point, people didn't know what to do to teach, to keep bringing a paycheck home. So they used memorization to simulate education. Out of desperation. Memorization temporarily acts like learning, like knowing, like synthesizing knowledge. The effects wear off in days, where knowledge is the foundation of the heights we reach. Memorization is nothing. Nothing. Grades are fake. You got tricked. They sold us for a paycheck. For business as usual, paycheck. Most of the sciences are learned by studying their history. There's no memorization. There's no memorization. There's no memorization. Just beautiful little notes, journals, lookup tables, trees of information, including the multiplication table, but also the tables you invent, like Mendeleev invented. We are all geniuses. Some take the easy road and lie and trick and manipulate and pretend and try to fake it until they make it. Others try to make money. Keep bringing a paycheck home, keep lying, get funding, lower the test standards, process the kids so that they all get paid, everyone gets paid in the processing plant. Where they unknowingly, stupidly, blindly sold the world. Lesson learned. We are vulnerable this way. We tend to believe people in authority. Even the ones that reject it also reject the idea that they are smart, that education and knowledge and wisdom is good. A mind that rejects memorization in favor of integrity or authenticity actually shows beauty, shows a certain kind of love of life. Listen, genius is just the beginning. Past the sweet elementary that I know we all love. We only really have books. There's a lot of audiobooks, a lot of mighty lectures. But you have to reach out for that. You can't sit and wait for the teacher to teach you. They can't do that. It's probably not possible. You can come back to school after you've read all the books. That will work. But first, you have to hear me when I say it. You have to believe when I say that you are a genius. That there was nothing wrong with you at all. Your mind was always perfect. It was just the teachers who were putting on a show to earn some money. And they used memorization that acts like education to fake it. You have to believe that you were a genius all along. It was just some desperate pretenders trying to put food on their table that tricked you. I'm sorry. It's never too late. Listen, I know how to help you to regain faith in education and in your mind and in your genius. I know how to do this. Listen. I want you to begin at Concord, Massachusetts, Walden Pond. Go now. I want you, I command you, to go see Henry. Go now. It matters not that it is not spring. Any time is good time. You will go back there to greet him many times. Go see Henry at Walden Pond. Take a rock from where you are at right now and add it to the pile that's already there. Thoreau, in return, will help you slow down and calm down. He will help you come to a speed that's necessary for books, for audiobooks, for learning, for what's coming next. You are going to England soon. You have to travel. You have to move on a map geographically. You are headed for Westminster Abbey. You are going to visit Sir Isaac. He will help you understand that knowledge comes from within. It's synthesized out of ideas we already have. That's why we need an education. It is a factory of ideas. Take a long, long time to listen. Sit there. Listen. Understand that you are more than a genius. That you are a creator, an inventor, a thinker, a philosopher, a lover of wisdom. With the insight granted by Sir Isaac Newton and the peace and calm bestowed upon you by Henry David Thoreau, you will find your beginning anew. You will return to the point where you get tricked into thinking that you are not a genius. There are many other places on a map that you must visit. Each place is a place of wisdom, a place where great beings congregated and changed the future of humankind. And finally, let your journey begin at Springer Mountain in Georgia, or Mount Katahdin in Maine. The others need help. They need to accept the responsibility for their own education as well. Please, take many years to section hike the Appalachian Trail. Here, Mother Nature and the kindness of strangers and the trail magic will be your teacher. Listen, read, write, and inspire. Write to get to know yourself. Write to figure out the best way to learn. Write to inspire a generation after a generation to their rightful place as a genius and the creator and the leader. Together, we can fix it all. We can do this, but we must each Rise.